Law school teaches you legal theory, but what about actually practicing law? This disconnect is precisely what Jeremy Richter addresses in Building a Better Law Practice. Unlike theoretical texts or dense practice manuals, this underground sensation among young associates and mid-career attorneys provides a roadmap for elevating your practice beyond mere competence. The brilliance lies in its practicality. It doesn't just tell you to be better, it shows you how, with specific, actionable strategies you can implement immediately. Whether you're drowning in caseloads, struggling with difficult clients, or searching for work-life balance in a profession notorious for burnout, these insights offer a path not just to surviving, but thriving. The legal profession is fundamentally about problem-solving, not dramatic courtroom moments, and mastering this distinction makes all the difference in building a sustainable practice. Clients don't hire trial lawyers. They hire problem solvers who occasionally try cases. This fundamental misalignment creates tension, particularly within the billable hour system. Trust flows both ways. Clients need to trust you're only doing necessary work and billing honestly, while you need to trust they'll pay. When either side breaches this trust, through bloated bills or arbitrary cuts, the relationship deteriorates. Contrary to the cynical adage that efficient lawyers starve to death, efficiency actually builds stronger client relationships. While you might make less on individual cases, you'll reduce client turnover and benefit from referrals as client contacts move between companies. The revolving door of overbilled clients who leave costs far more in business development than you'll ever gain from inflated bills. Remember that corporate clients increasingly evaluate attorneys using sophisticated metrics: cycle time, billables, settlement accuracy, reporting compliance, and subject matter expertise. Self-auditing these metrics allows you to maintain course or make adjustments before clients identify deficiencies. Efficiency in legal practice is like choosing a chainsaw over an axe for tree removal. The right tools make all the difference. Create case management checklists and spreadsheets to track multiple cases simultaneously, helping you prioritize important tasks over merely urgent ones and prevent cases from being neglected. The challenge isn't creating these organizational systems, but maintaining them consistently. When clients or partners inquire about case status, having updated tracking systems allows for immediate, comprehensive answers. Getting paid can be surprisingly challenging. Even ethical, hardworking lawyers will face payment problems. Family law attorney Portia Porter's hard-earned wisdom boils down to three principles: never trust anybody, get retainers paid in full immediately, and don't sign engagement letters until payments have cleared. Communication is equally vital. No matter how brilliant your legal work, clients will be dissatisfied without meaningful interaction throughout the litigation process. I tell clients early that litigation naturally includes periods of inactivity, but they prefer occasional nothing-to-report updates rather than silence. Knowing when to stop arguing can be the difference between winning and losing. During oral arguments, watch for the judge's body language. When they start nodding in agreement, it's time to wrap up. I've seen too many lawyers talk themselves right out of the court's favor by missing these cues. Similarly, resist the urge for a Matlock moment, asking one question too many when cross-examining a witness. Sometimes it's best to leave the last question unasked when you've already made your point. Arguing with judges requires careful judgment. I once witnessed opposing counsel correct a judge over terminology, insisting on "weck" rather than "accident." Hours later, the judge interrupted proceedings to express her displeasure at this trivial dispute. When challenging a ruling, do so respectfully, explaining your position without putting the judge on the defensive. Judges demand respect, especially when they're wrong. It's like arguing with a cop by the side of the road. Even if you're right, the power dynamic means you need to choose your battles wisely. Compelling legal writing leads to favorable client outcomes. Stephen King's advice in On Writing offers valuable lessons. First, distrust pronouns. They're slippery as a fly-by-night personal injury lawyer. Their treachery lies in creating confusion when readers lose track of which person, place, or thing he or that refers to. While writing with continuous proper names feels clunky, clarity trumps elegance. King also holds strong opinions about adverbs. The road to hell is paved with adverbs. He compares them to dandelions. One looks pretty, but soon your lawn is completely covered with weeds. Legal writing is plagued with passive voice. It's weaker and more circuitous. Passive voice feels safer and less accusatory, making it more comfortable to write, "The fire was caused by the wheel bearing failure," than, "The defendant manufactured a faulty wheel bearing that failed and caused the fire." But the latter makes a more direct, compelling point. Anne Lamott's Bird by Bird offers another insight. Focus on short assignments rather than tackling entire briefs at once. The first draft can be terrible. No one will see it but you. Throughout human history, storytellers were history's gatekeepers. And while written communication has evolved, effective storytelling remains crucial in jury trials. We think in narratives, not disconnected data. Stories operate on two levels: the particulars, specific people, time, place, and the universals, fairness, integrity, safety. Effective trial stories connect with jurors by answering, "Why should I care?" and resonating both logically and emotionally. Good storytellers are interested rather than merely interesting people, who don't dictate what others should think, but guide them to think together. Voir dire, the process of questioning prospective jurors, is perhaps the most variable aspect of trial practice. When done well, it establishes rapport with the jury. When done poorly, it bores everyone and gives opposing counsel an advantage. Common tactics include using humor to break the ice, showing some vulnerability to appear relatable, and asking questions that reveal jurors' positions on case-relevant issues. Common mistakes include not listening to responses, appearing robotic, being overly aggressive, or using challenges too early. The legal profession faces troubling statistics: twice the suicide rate of the general population, higher alcoholism rates, and increased mental health issues. While lawyers do important work, your identity shouldn't be consumed by your profession. I fly fish at a creek near my office during lunch, not for catching fish, but for moments of peace among nature. This reminds me to step away from constant billable hours. Many lawyers struggle to disconnect, feeling guilty when not working. Though 42% of Americans don't take their paid time off, studies show workers are 80% more productive after vacations. In our small legal communities, where relationships span decades, personal feelings must never compromise integrity. A reputation for integrity takes a career to build, but can be destroyed in one misstep. The most successful attorneys balance exceptional legal work with personal well-being that sustains them through their careers. Your practice isn't just about winning cases, it's about creating a life where you can thrive both professionally and personally.